Al Ringer, who's a special guest with me on the phone this morning, calling in from Brimson. Thank you so much, Al, for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Katya.
Good morning. Well, first of all, I got to ask, because often the temperatures and the weather can be quite different between Two Harbors and where you lie in Brimson. So what's it like this morning up there? I know it was about 57 degrees in Two Harbors when I came to the station.
Well, we've had lows in the 30s pretty much all week. It's been, you know, real clear and dry and calm winds. We've had a couple of 30-degree mornings. I think this morning was 34, but right now it's about 50.
Wow, so it really does still get way down there. Does this inhibit what can really start to flourish and grow there at this time of year?
Well, most of our warm weather crops, tomatoes, peppers, et cetera, we have in a hoop house or a high tunnel. And so we have that open during the day because it gets pretty warm in there with the sunshine, but we close it up in the evening, so it stays pretty nice in there.
Yeah. What do you have? Do you have anything planted outside yet?
Oh, yeah. Everything's planted now. We have the potatoes are just starting to come up. We have corn outside, Brussels sprouts, broccoli. Things we're harvesting now are asparagus. You plant it once, and then it comes up every spring. So that's usually the first vegetable to come up. So we've had a lot of asparagus. Rhubarb, a lot of rhubarb coming up. And we planted garlic in the fall, and that's doing real well. We won't harvest that till later this summer, but that's up and doing well.
Wow. You just seem to manage to get stuff even early. Are you selling any of these at farmers markets, or is this all just for home use right now?
Well, both. We had the Brimson Farmers Market a couple weeks ago, and we sold bedding plants there. Although we weren't there, we had a neighbor sell them for us. And then the actual Brimson Farmers Market starts the first Saturday in July, July 2nd, I believe it is, and runs all summer. And so when we do have extra stuff, we do sell it there, yes.
Do you think there'll be any asparagus left?
Not
we'll be gone by then.
Yeah, asparagus is a pretty early crop, and so we've been harvesting for, well, actually, we were gone for a while, and the people watching our place picked quite a bit, and then we've been picking it quite a bit in the last few days. So it's hard to say when it's going to end, but probably in the next week or so.
Okay. And then we've talked in the past a lot about blueberries. You've had several pretty hard years in the last few. What are the blueberries looking like this year? Can you tell yet?
Yes, excellent, excellent, excellent. They're loaded with blossoms.
Oh.
And so, you know, barring any hailstorms or whatever else, I think it should be a bumper crop year. One of the things it's been so warm and nice and sunny, but we haven't had much moisture. We've had zero rain in June so far, and we usually like to get an inch a week. And so I've got the irrigation set up, and I actually irrigated a few days ago, and it looks like we're going to get some rain maybe this weekend, which will help, but... But yeah, they look really good.
And the temperatures dropping into the low 30s at night, that doesn't make you worry?
No. Last year, they started out real good, and then right before Memorial Weekend, we had 17 degrees when they were blossoming, and that's a real killer. I mean, it didn't kill the plants, but it killed all the flowers or the blossoms, and so we got zero production. But they can go down to probably around 25 degrees, and so we're not worried now.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Well, that's really good news, because I know it's... Are you worried at all about the... Weren't there some kind of pest one year? Do you have any sense of whether that will come back?
Well, I mean, some people closer to Two Harbors have had problems with this spotted wing dostrophilia, I believe it's called, and we haven't had that problem. We
okay.
had a trap for a few years to try to trap some, and we didn't get any, and so I guess that's not a concern for us, no.
Okay.
Not yet.
And what about, are there any herbs that you or Jan is putting out there that can handle being outside yet? I'm always curious about herbs as well.
Well, we have basil planted in the hoop house, and that's a pretty, you know, tender crop.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, like I say, we've got broccoli outside, Brussels sprouts. We've got lettuce and spinach growing outside. Those are pretty hardy. But a lot of herbs aren't that hardy, so we have those in the hoop house.
Yeah. And I'm guessing you're getting warmer temperatures in the day than we are, just because you're not so close to the lake. I mean, has it been warm, and are there bugs? We just barely have any bugs in the town.
Bugs? No, that's...
What a question.
You ask anybody that lives away from the lake, that's the first thing they'll say is mosquitoes, mosquitoes, mosquitoes. And so, yeah, there we have a lot of those. And so it's a battle to do anything outside. You know, we wear head nets and, you know, try to put up with them. But, you know, if there's a breeze, they're not too bad. You know, but you talked about temperatures. We've been getting 70 to 75 during the day, you know, bright sunshine. So, you know, it's been great weather, great growing. But, yeah, the mosquitoes are vicious this year.
Ah, I wonder if that's because of all the rain in May?
I think that, yeah, probably. You know, everybody says, you know, this is the worst year. And I think, you know, we kind of have short memories. And last year was real dry in the spring, and so the bugs weren't that bad. But we've had other bad mosquito or bug years.
Right.
So, it, you know, it's, you just kind of take it when, you know, you live here and you kind of put up with it. And, you know, they don't last forever, so you
right.
put up with it for a while. But, yeah, they are bad.
Yeah. Well, I suspect they will slowly die out during the summer, too. I mean, now is whenever, it seems like when they first come out is when they're at their worst. Is it just mosquitoes, or are there also black flies, horse flies, deer flies, all the other buggers?
Well, you know, like horse flies and deer flies come later on, so it's kind of a parade of different biting things all summer, you know. It starts, you know, we have little, well, I guess you can call them black flies or sand flies, or, you know, different people have different names for them, and, you know, they've been out, and then, you know, mosquitoes are out. The deer flies and horse flies come later in the summer to entice us.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have any animals right now, Al?
Yesterday I just picked up baby chickens at the post office, 40 new laying baby chickens, you'll be happy to know. So those will be egg producers, probably starting in October.
Okay,
so,
very happy to know that.
Yeah, thought you would. So we'll have, you know, good egg production this fall, and then through the year, we currently have 25 older egg layers, and we'll be giving those away when our new ones start laying. We have a couple beef cows out there wandering in the pasture, so we'll have beef again this fall for sale.
Okay. Well, you, it's really fun to hear about all that's going on up there. You just do the full deal up there. And I just want to finish by mentioning that I believe you have some renewable energy sources for yourselves up there. That, is there anything you want to say about that? Like, how are those doing, or how are you finding that? I know it's been years. You're one of the first people that had wind and solar.
Yeah, we don't have wind anymore. We just have solar panels right now, but they work just excellent. We've got solar PV panels for producing electricity. Then we have a solar hot water heating panel that preheats all of our hot water. And they both work excellent, and they sit out there, and they just work and do their job. And so, yeah, we're real happy with it.
Yeah. Does that mean you sort of return energy to the grid in times like this when it's long days and lots of sun?
Right, yeah. We produce a lot more than what we use, and so that gets fed back into the grid. And so then we don't actually get a bill every month. We get basically a credit because we're producing a lot more. You know, during the winter when we have real short days, you know, December 21st is the shortest day, and there isn't much sun up in the air, so we use more than we produce. But, you know, for probably 10 months of the year, we produce more than we use.
Wow. Yeah. And you're even in the woods. I mean, I know you have sunny spots, but, I mean, it's not like you are out in the prairies.
No, I mean, we've got, you know, open pastures, and that's where our solar panels are. You know, they really should be, you know, they shouldn't have trees, you know, blocking any of it on the south end. But like I say, in December, when the sun's real low, you know, the production isn't as great.
Yeah, well, wonderful. Thanks for chatting with us. Are we going to see you at the Brimson Farmers Market this year?
Possibly, yeah. I think we went there once or twice last year, and it's a great market.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, the Brimson Park. Are you talking Two Harbors or Brimson?
Well, I asked you first about Brimson, but maybe you're coming to Two Harbors sometimes as well.
Okay. Yeah, we have been at the Two Harbors Market, and that's a great venue. And then, yes, we'll be at the Brimson Market.
Great. All right. Thanks so much, Al, and happy planting. Happy growing.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. That was Al Ringer. He is an active member of our community, actually a member of the Lake Superior School District Board, and also he and his wife, Jan, have Pine Creek Farm up in Brimson, Minnesota, where he also has a weather station and records often some of the coldest temperatures in the region and sometimes in the state. All right, always good to talk to Al.